This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to verify what we were talking about just a couple of minutes ago, right before the hard break here. What we found, friends, was 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives. They all held shares of Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced a single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that more than 15 million Americans have received. That's a little less than 70% that Biden claimed, isn't it, friends? There's 350 million people in this country. Do the math. At least 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in 2020 of another COVID vaccine manufacturer, Pfizer. And the list goes on, friends. I mean, these are, by the way, here, let me just go back over to this with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the one that decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19. As I've shared with you, what they're selling to you, they themselves don't even believe. Okay, and just keep in mind, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene is put up as one of those that is there to fight for the people. She's not fighting for the people. Why do you say that? Well, she was the one that decried vaccine Nazis, and again, she boasted that she wasn't going to get the experimental jab, but reports showed that she owned stock in COVID-19 vaccine maskers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure that she submitted, okay? So again, friends, I mean, you can play the fool as long as you want to, but the fact of the matter is these people don't even believe what it is that they're selling. And they're not selling, friends, they're buying. And that's what people need to figure out as to what's going on in this country. Now, I want to show you another country. This is Guadalupe. Okay, I'm going to show you what's happening in Guadalupe. We haven't gone over to Guadalupe before, so I'm just having fun saying the word Guadalupe. Yeah, I mean, just say it. It's kind of fun to say it, actually. But what's interesting here, friends, is this is, again, information that's being withheld from the people. For all those that are just sitting around in America still trying to figure out if they're being told by the people that have been lying to them for decades, I'm here to tell you, foreigners are outshining you in so many different ways. And you can say, Bradley, why do you got to keep taking shots at America? Because I got to tell you something, Americans. You should be leading the way to put a stop to all of this. But you're not. You're allowing them to set the next narrative, and that's exactly what they're going to do. I just seen it yesterday. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it, and I know that many people in circles all over the United States of America are sick and tired of this lawlessness. But let me take you over to Guadalupe and show you exactly what's happening there, because those folks over there, they're actually doing the stuff, man. They're defying. Wow. Yeah. And they're taking it right to the face of those that are promulgating this propaganda and this tyranny. What are Americans doing? They're at the football game. That's what they're doing, saying, let's go, Brandon. Shamefully. Oh, Americans, you are adding fuel to the wrath that God is bringing upon this country. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, there's an alarm for war. And let me tell you something, that's found in Jeremiah 4:19. You're under attack. You are. No, not me, not just me, you are under attack. I want to bring you over to Israel. You know how the mainstream media just shows you how, you know, everybody over in Israel, man, they're just going right along with it. They're saying that the Israeli people are, they're backing the fourth jab. Boy, that counters the information that I've gotten since the very beginning of this whole plandemic. Matter of fact, what was reported by people that are willing to tell you, because they're not getting paid to lie to you like these useful idiots in the mainstream media under the dictates and control of the CIA. Check out Operation Mockingbird online. We've known this for years. Operation Mockingbird online. Okay? We've known this for decades. Let me bring you over to Israel. Good Morning Europe just did a hit piece on the innocent there in that particular country. Israel backs fourth jab, say they. Really? Well, the information we had was that 75% of the people in Israel said that they would not take the jab. But here comes the media trying to belittle opposition. They're trying to belittle the 75% because they want you to believe that the majority is going along with it when, in fact, 75% of them are standing against it. Okay? I got to just hang on to that thought for a moment. So this morning, I'm out and about, picked up the paper, just wanted to look at the front page. Never met this lady a day in my life. She looked at me and she said, "What are you looking at that for?" She says, "It's nothing but lies." I said, "You're exactly right." Never met her a day in my life. What are you looking at that for? The paper, the cover of the paper. "There's no truth in it," she said. She said, "I can tell you right now, I'm not getting the jab." Never met her a day in my life. This is the voice of the people, not this. And by the way, after I show you this piece here, as to how they want to make it look like everybody's just going along with it in Israel, I'm going to show you what in fact is happening in Israel, so you can see it for yourself, okay? So you can see it for yourself. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is Good Morning Europe.
In Israel, a government advisory panel has backed the go-ahead for a fourth shot of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Fourth.
The Prime Minister praised the move and said health officials had been instructed to prepare the rollout for over 60s and healthcare workers.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, Netanyahu was ousted by the people of Israel. Most people didn't know this. He was ousted by his own people in Israel. You know how the guy over there in Israel that used to be there, the prime minister, that the church is boasting about here in America? Well, he was ousted by his own people in Israel for, guess what? Treason. So they get rid of him, and this is the next guy they get. What did he do? The same thing that said a tyrant governor in New York did right after Cuomo was removed. And by the way, for those that didn't know, Cuomo will not be charged, said the prosecutor. No wonder why they do what they do. And the people in New York will let it go. They'll let it go. Let's go back over to Israel. Let's finish this report.
The campaign still needs to be rubber stamped, but is expected to begin within days.
Israel backs fourth jab. Wow. That's not the information that I've got at all. The information that I have here with a visual, again, they say a picture's worth a thousand words. How about a video, a short video, though it is, that's 9 seconds long, and that shows you tens of thousands of people in Israel protesting. In what? Protesting to end the current form of government in which they have. Folks are not stupid. I'm going to show you this video right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. My goodness. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And it sounds of Liberty. By the way, we're going to have that music changed out over the weekend. We just wanted to keep the Christmas spirit going, okay? You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. By the way, GCN, you guys have been fantastic over the last year, and I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. Thank you very much for doing such a good job. And speaking of which, we got a caller up there right now with a question mark on it. I'm not going to take him unless I have his name and where he's from, please. Totally appreciate it. Got Judah on the other side of the glass, my son. Thank you for doing a great job being the producer, as well as Sam. And those guys are doing a good job behind the scenes as well. Now, with that said, friends, I was just highlighting the fact that Israel backs fourth jab. I want you to think about that. Now, I want you to think about, here, let me educate you on something. It's called the Hegelian dialect. And I want you to understand exactly what that is. And maybe I should give... Well, I don't know that I can give a visual, but here, this is what I'll say. It's the synthetic solution to these conflicts that can't be introduced unless those being manipulated take a side that will advance the predetermined agenda. Okay? So, here, let me say it real simply. Two steps forward, one step back. They get their foot in the door. They made it. Okay? But what happens when they get four steps forward? Now, remember... When this was sold to you concerning this pandemic, just wear a mask for 2 weeks. Then the idea of vaccinations came up, and we knew that that was the pill in the jam. Then after that, what did we hear about? Vaccine passports. Did they do it in one day? Nope. They're doing it incrementally, slowly, tightening the noose, aren't they? Slowly tightening the noose. The first clue that this was propaganda... And a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. The first clue was when Facebook, Yahoo, Google, and Twitter censored free speech. That should have been the first clue. And by the way, they're still doing it. Yesterday when I was watching the Supreme Court arguments, the oral arguments that they were talking about, did you know that I couldn't give it a thumbs down? YouTube wouldn't let me give it a thumbs down. They're only acknowledging the thumbs up because they want to drive the narrative and give you the impression that everybody is for what they heard when they're not. Did you hear what I said? So this is what happens when you give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. And folks, going back to Israel, backing the fourth jab, baloney. This is the mainstream media, bought and paid for, driving the lying narrative that you might believe that over in Israel, all is well and everybody's going along with it. No, it is not. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. Until you figure out just what I said, you're never going to be a free people. You are slowly being enslaved because in so many different ways, you're allowing them to forge your chains little by little. Because the longer you let them do this, the more that they are empowering themselves against you. Okay, let me show you what, in fact, is happening over there in Israel. This is what they didn't want you to see. Yeah, the people are protesting, aren't they? Yeah, they sure are. And of course, we were not told about this. Look at this. This is about the health of the people in Israel, folks. That's what this is about. They want you to believe it's about the good of the people. Telling them that they can't eat. They can't go back to a normal life. They can't have friends until they do what they're told. Are you kidding me, folks? Here, let me show you another video on social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And this is also what is in fact happening, that most people have no clue. They're demanding a change of guard in their government. So they just get rid of Netanyahu for treason, right? Luke 22:48. Now the new prime minister is doing exactly what Netanyahu was doing. And the people there are giving their voice that they will prevail against these tyrants because they are not going to submit to it. But is that what they sold to you? No. That's not what they sold to you. What they sold to you is that the people in Israel, with a nice setting, happy faces, everybody getting their shot, Israel backs the fourth jab. No. That's not what's happening, friends. Just wanted to be clear as to what's happening here. This is Germany. I want to show you Germany real quick. This is brand new. Augsburg, Germany. This one was just yesterday. Folks, again, this is what they don't want you to see. Hundreds of thousands of people taken to the streets, defying the dictators. Bud, what did you hear? Oh, you didn't hear any of that. But you did from the sonsoflibertyradio.com. What are people doing in Brazil? Let me show you what they are, in fact, doing to their said representatives. And I told you that this was going to happen. I'm not advocating violence in any sense of the word, but I do want to tell you, friends, it's not good as to what's going on over there in Brazil. Brazilian people are grabbing their said representative that just told the people, unless you get the vaccine passports, you're not going to eat. How did that fare well for the said mayor? What did they do? They grabbed him off the street and they beat him down. And we're beginning to see more and more and more and more and more of this. Now, why would the people do something like that? I mean, I need to know. I mean, why would or where would common sense come into play as to answer as to how they're responding? Are they defying the government because the government is good? Are they defying the government because the government's really upholding the law? No. They're defying the government because of individuals such as the one I'm showing you on social media platforms right now. French President Macron admits his strategy is to, this is what he said, piss off the unvaccinated as much as possible. The French President Macron admits his strategy is to piss off the unvaccinated as much as possible. Who's provoking all of this? Who's provoking it? Come on, folks. You can say it. Oh, my goodness. Did I tell you? The other day, when I was watching that on a scroll, first-time listeners, I get literally 200 to 300 of these, if not more now. I wake up, there's 200 to 300 things I need to vet. And a scroll came up with Fox News, who does, folks, there's no difference between them, and let's go to the worst, MSNBC. Okay. Fox News is promoting the same thing when it comes to this pandemic as MSNBC is. There's absolutely no difference. And no wonder 35 to 42% of all the money is coming in for advertisements to these social media outlets, as they would call themselves, these networks, comes from guess who? Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. They're paying for all of this. Okay, so the good guys over at Fox are selling you out too. But here's some good news. I will show you this, and this is true. Okay, this is a good sign that even these useful idiots. Well, here, let me say it this way. Let me just go ahead and let them tell you.
It's a winter of death, and now we have a winter of failure, a winter of incompetence. This guy had every opportunity to fast track rapid testing and decided not to, and now we're stuck with this.
Well, even during the Trump administration, testing was not great, and that was admitted by the Trump administration itself. So the Biden administration had ample warning
about
that.
These are grown-ups,
really,
by the way.
Mad is when they said that they had no idea that Omicron was going to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you learned this in biology school, but also in biology class, but we also knew this because of what we had seen with Delta.
Yeah.
So it was coming, and now you have people standing in line for 3 hours, and the president says he knows that it's frustrating, and it's frustrating to him, too. He's not sitting outside for 3 hours at, waiting for tests, and we're depleting our small supply of tests by testing
everybody.
See,
they're not opposed to the test. They're drinking
test.
The Kool-Aid here, friends.
The other thing that I'm going to take exception to
Listen carefully.
Is when he said that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now, I am vaccinated. I'm glad I am, because I do feel protected from serious illness or hospitalization,
folks.
Or even death. That said, I have two vaccines. I was boosted. I also got a flu shot. And I spent the whole entire week of Christmas sick as can be,
mm-hmm.
doing two negative rapid tests, one positive test, and then a negative test in order to come back to work. This is no longer just about the unvaccinated. We're all suffering from it.
Exactly.
People in this building across the country have skeletal staffs because people have to isolate for 10 days. Then the CDC says, well, actually, we'll make it 5. Oh, but wait, you might have to have a negative test. Great, where are we going to get the test? We have a serious communications problem. The Center for Disease Control is completely losing it with the American public. There's no credibility there, just when you might need it most. At this point, you cannot continue to divide the vaccinated from the unvaccinated when it comes to Omicron, because everybody can spread it. If you're vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated.
No,
need to be smart,
no.
Do things
the
like
washing
your hands.
The people that are spreading anything are those that have taken the experimental jab.
Have a very good culture of making sure if they're sick, they're very protective of the vulnerable. We can adopt things like that. But you cannot say that this is just a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore. It is affecting all of us.
It is. Now, notice she said, this useful idiot right here, she went along with the whole thing, and she had to, some reason or another, tell everybody how she's been vaccinated. But no matter if I've been vaccinated or not, I was sicker than a dog throughout Christmas. Well, let me tell you something. That's probably just the beginning. Sad to say it, but the truth hurts sometimes, and you had all the information that we have here. But folks, Fox News, they're coming to the end of their rope with the CDC as well. Whoa! Something must be happening. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reactions still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
He ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was lower. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News. The United States reported around 1 million new COVID cases on Friday. This as a highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to spread. Meanwhile, President Biden on Friday told reporters he doesn't think COVID is here to stay. Dr. Bob Lajita, director for the autoimmune and rheumatic diseases at St. Joseph Health, says he differs from the president's stance and expects the virus to stick around.
I think he's wrong. I think COVID is here to stay, just like influenza is here to stay. And I predict that when the pandemic goes away, we're going to have an endemic virus. And perhaps people will be creative and create a vaccine that will include both the flu and the coronavirus every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This year's Golden Globe, set to take place Sunday, will be a low-key ceremony with no audience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I just had a thought here, friends. Right during the break, this had come up. Oh, here it is right here. Do you guys all see this? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to get to those callers in just a minute here. Did you see this, friends? The Epoch Times, Focus on the Family, imposes COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I have warned people about Dobson for years. He has no business in ministry whatsoever. Okay? And someone just sent it to me, and it didn't surprise me. Judgment begins in the house of God. But I have been warned. I'm not saying this guy hasn't done good things, but he doesn't belong in the ministry. They call him James Clayton Dobson Jr., who's an American evangelical Christian author, psychologist. Wow, that's interesting. Psychologist. Folks, if it's mental, it first started in the spirit. Because in the spirit, all things are perpetual. I'm going to get right back to this concerning Denzel Washington, the demoralizers of the faith, being the keynote speakers at Christian events. Gosh, you really can't. Folks, these are distractors. These are the hypocrites that Jesus told us to beware of. And the writing is right there, folks. On the wall, all over them. The fruit hangs, the corrupt fruit hangs from the branches of their hypocrisy, Matthew 7:16. Now, I just want to pause for a moment. You heard during the break, folks, Joe Biden's going to go after all those people. I was highlighting this the break before that. He's going to go after all of those that have been treating those Haitians wrongfully. Now, what's happening, friends, is Joe Biden's criminal administration's being exposed for not transporting them out, but importing them in. That's all this is distraction. They're trying to get rid of all eyes off of them onto some political hack concerning their opposition as the problem. There probably isn't even anybody out there that they have their finger on. It's all created to distract you from Joe Biden and his criminal administration. Did you notice, this is one thing I wanted to say about that, and I should have during the first one, but I caught it the second time. Why does justice always apply to everybody but them? Should I say it again? Why does justice always apply to everybody but the corrupt? Curious. How is it that the American people would allow them to embolden themselves in such a fashion? Why does justice always apply to everybody but them? I'll say it one more time. Why does justice always apply to everybody but the guilty party in Washington, D.C. or on the state level? Notice how it's always everybody else except themselves. That's how you keep this vicious circle going, friends. You got to cut it off right at the head. That's how you kill a snake. Go right for the head. Okay? I'm going back to this now. Interestingly enough, we have Ben Shapiro's outlet, The Daily Wire. You know, the guy that I told you, you know, he gets all this preferential service and treatment by the federal government. Why? Because he's not a threat to the government. Ben likes, he's an antichrist, by the way. He feeds on the Talmud. And he equated Jesus Christ, Ben did, he equated Jesus Christ to a common criminal. For those that didn't know, I played these audios and videos in the past so you can understand what you're dealing with. And everything that he runs off of, friends, is not a threat to the establishment that he claims to have a problem with. Everything runs off another fundraiser. And if you want to be a part of his website, then you're going to have to pay for it. He's worth $25 million. Candace Owens, the same thing. I did a whole show on this about 2 weeks ago. They're all appointed, controlled opposition, in spite of if they know it or not. Okay? 1 Kings 13:33. Let's go back to this. Denzel Washington advises crowd at Christian event to stay on your knees, says strength and leadership is a part of God's role for men. I'm not making it up. Here, go ahead and look on his some of his movies. Right? Man on Fire, Fences, where he's busted cheating on his wife, American Gangster, Bad Cop, and other movies, Eli, Deja Vu, you know, Fornication, Adultery. No, Denzel, man, he's a voice piece for the American people, isn't he? No, he's not. He's a hypocrite from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, going around telling everybody how they're supposed to live their life. Bradley, you're judging. Yep, I am. But I'm not judging according to my word. I'm judging according to the word of God. I'm giving you the judge's word, is what I'm doing. Okay? Just wanted to make clear, again, we're all on the same page here. What I want to do is I want to show you how what you have been led to believe are celebrities, how they are the real legislators. Okay? I did this video some time ago, And it's great, educational. If you want to check it out, it's on Rumble as well, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. There's educational videos, a couple hundred of them, and we put one up every month, and it applies to whatever issue we may be dealing with, and bringing about the resolve, which the Word of God brings every single time, and or constitutionally. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and show this to you, and I want you to hear this. The narrative will be there. You'll hear the audio just as clear as you will see the video. And it shows you, again, that the celebrities are the real legislators of Hollywood. And it shows you how the corrupt politicians hide behind these individuals to change law. Okay? So let's go ahead and check this out and enjoy. 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 Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher, is thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Comrex just dropped on us, and that happens every once in a great while, but we just had it happen again. So we're connecting back up again. If you want to call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you, guys. What I want to do is I want to get back over to this. There was one more thing I wanted to highlight concerning that which is going on in Kazakhstan. And it's interesting. I showed a part of this yesterday, and I want to kind of give you a little bit of an overview as to what I know as to what's going on over in that country. It's a part of Russia. And I did my due diligence in the process. I found out that we're being told by the media that these are, by the mainstream media, that these are anti-government protesters. These are anti-government protesters. Okay? That's what we're being told. Or the mainstream media is telling us that the gas went up. Okay? Or we're being told that Bitcoin, is completely crashing right now. No, what's happening in that country is the fact that the government is attempting to further suppress the people. Nobody acts like this. Hey, folks, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of a people trying to overthrow a good government outside of the CIA or your said representatives? If you think that's far-fetched, friends, you have 737 military bases across the world. Did you know about that? No, you didn't. And we don't have the constitutional authority to do so, neither. The only ones overthrowing good governments, friends, are the CIA that you tolerate. Okay? I'm not saying for the that all governments are good, and our government or the CIA is going in there and overthrowing them, but I am telling you, it's interesting how we're told about all these dictators that need to be dealt with, only to find out we're the ones that are serving the dictators after the fact. But what's going on in Kazakhstan, friends, right now is defiance towards tyranny. You know, we were told back in the 80s and the 90s that communism fell. Baloney. You know, here's the other thing. I've said this 1,000 times. People are not going to overthrow a good government unless they're bad. And for them to suggest in Russia that those people are anti-government, you have got to be out of your mind. And furthermore, if you want to get into more details about what's going on over in that prospective country, I just gave it to you. I've given you details after details after details concerning what's going on a global basis. So don't text me and tell me about how I'm misleading people. No, the ones that are misleading people are the ones that are telling you the same stories over and over. The people in this country, they're defying good government. No, they are not defying good government. They're defying a totalitarian system of government. And until you're there, you know what? Do your part here before you start telling me what I need to be doing or what those people over there should be doing. Because there's people coming from communist nations all day long into America that are trying to warn you people who think you know better than most of us do. I'm embarrassed for you. I really truly am. And the reason I brought that up, friends, is because people are just absolutely ridiculous. Everybody's sitting around telling me and Tim what we need to be doing. What are they doing besides listening? What are they doing? I mean, Tim Brown was out this morning protesting, friends, out on the streets, on the highway, endangering himself and his family right off the highway, protesting a company that means to mandate these dangerous experimental jabs. And yet everybody wants to tell me and Tim what we need to be talking about. We're talking about exactly what we need to be talking about. And we are staying on the front of it, regardless if you like it or not. Period. And I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the do-nothings. It's like a bunch of fans sitting out in an arena or an auditorium telling the quarterback what he should be doing. What are they doing? They didn't train to get there. It's surreal to these people, but it's very real to the people that are on the field, giving this analogy or parable metaphorically. People sicken me, to say the least, in so many different ways. But I know that there's a lot of good people out there, too. But folks, just so you know what's going on over in that perspective part of the world right now, it's people defying totalitarianism. The mainstream media wants you to believe that they are anti-government. They're not anti-government. They're anti-totalitarianism. That's what they are. They're anti-authoritarian. They're anti-tyranny. Okay, and that's the message that we're putting off from this broadcast on a daily basis, too. We're for the law. We love good government, but we can't stand bad government. Did you just hear during the break here? Let me give you a real quick example. Did you hear just during the break there a moment ago? Did you hear the representative say, the one that wants you to believe that he's representing you? The coronavirus will never go away. Did you hear that? I want to tell you when it's going to go away. When you impeach them and prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, the virus is going to go away when you get all of these that are pushing this plandemic that are not working for you, but the likes of this whole plandemic. It's going to stop when the people have had enough. And that's what's happening over in Kazakhstan. Just so you know, they're saying no more to it. If you want to get more details, furthermore, those lines are wide open for you to jump on and tell everybody the details that you might have. I'm doing my part. What are you doing? James 2:14 through 26. I want to get to this really quick. Got 3 minutes left. Did not know that until I just looked up. Let me get this right. You want the same Supreme Court to weigh in on vaccine mandates? Because the American people, now knowing who sits on the bench, Alina Kagan, I highlighted her during the first segment. She's a radical lesbian. You're waiting for the same Supreme Court that has illegally sanctioned the murder of innocent babies. Scalia said years ago that there is no constitutional provision. The Constitution contains no right to abortion. None. But yet they do it. This is who the American people are waiting on to misconstrue and pervert again the laws that are plain enough for us to all understand. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Exodus 20. Deuteronomy 5 as well. The same Supreme Court that the people are waiting on said that pornography was a version of free speech, put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9. That was illegal up until 1968. The church is derelict of duty. This is the same Supreme Court that stated that teaching young people to murder their fellow students, to rape, to kill police, and even shoot the president's head off for $10,000 through video games, this same Supreme Court said it was free speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, my friends, and that is lawlessness. Okay? 22:15 Proverbs, train up a child in the way he will go. It is the same Supreme Court that has crossed the clear lines between the erected wall of church and state, completely turning it on its head in favor of a subversive organization called the ACLU. This is the same Supreme Court, friends. This is the same Supreme Court that said yes to two men marrying each other and two women marrying each other. That is an abomination, and it has never been in the history of mankind. This is the same Supreme Court, namely Chief John Roberts, who is an advocate for the gay lobby, by the way, that has turned the Affordable Care Act, the name of which has been changed three different times to deceive the people, who turned in Obamacare into an inexcusable tax out of thin air. This is the courts that the American people are waiting on for a decision. Folks, I don't care what they say. This government needs to be lawfully purged of these sort of people that play God. And you know what man has done? They've removed God and they've submitted to man. And now they're reaping the curse. Now they're reaping the curse. This is the same court, by the way, that just appointed and has sitting on it Brett Kavanaugh, who played up to the pro-lifers until he took to the bench. And he turned on the pro-lifers, Proverbs 19:9. This is also the same court that has sitting on it Amy Coney Barrett, the Trump appointee who denied students their right to refuse vaccines at Indiana University. Or did you forget about that? Isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court cherry-picks what they will and will not hear? And isn't it interesting how they're weighing in on an unconstitutional issue instead of just saying we have nothing to do with that matter? They take it up. Folks, it's been served up to them. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's what this court is doing. That's exactly what this court is doing. Regardless if they come back and say, you know what, we're going to stay neutral, they're still adding strength to the enemy because they're not condemning it. Okay? They're way outside of their scope of authority. Again, this is the same court that has international globalist radical Sonia Sotomayor on it, just in time for the illegals, friends. They're to establish the right, not the wrong. Regardless of if they do the right thing, I'll be there with them to stand in the right. If they do the wrong thing, I will defy. That is my duty before God and before man, because that's the example our forefathers gave us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.